guys. So I'm back today with another episode. I know it's been a few days since I last talked to you guys, since I've updated you guys. It's been like 6 days. I've been super, super busy with work and my daughter and just all kinds of other things. So I hadn't had time to really sit down and give you guys a proper episode. But now everything's died down. I'm relaxed. My daughter's watching her cartoons and I'm like sitting here watching TV, and I thought, why not just give you guys an update on everything? I'm not gonna lie, I made an episode yesterday and I did like this cute little Q&A for you guys, and I didn't really talk about much because I was like, oh, I don't know if I should speak on too much. But today is a new day. It's Sunday. I'm just gonna be real with you guys. Why not? I don't feel like I should hide anything from you guys. I mean, no matter what I do in my life, I'm always honest and real about it with you guys. You guys listen, are great listeners. You listen to me. You give me a plays, and I appreciate it. And I'm just glad that you guys like my episodes enough to do that and just love the whole podcast to do that. So I really just wanted to be real with you guys. I wanted to be a little vulnerable. I wanted to tell you guys what's really been going on and just some things like that, and just get to the bottom of it. Like, why are we covering it up? Why am I hiding anything? You know, I have nothing to hide. I just want to be 100% genuine and real with you guys. So I thought, why try to sugarcoat or hide anything, basically. So I really just want to be real and raw and just, like I said, honest with you guys about life and just things that have been going on with me that I want to update you guys on, because I feel like I want to keep you guys in the loop of my life. Even though we talk about everything on this podcast, it's super important that even you're my followers, you're my listeners, and I want you guys to know what's going on with me. And it's not just me telling my story to just tell my business and just be gossipy. It's me telling my story because I know somebody else out there can relate and they've been through the same things as me, and they can fully get it and they fully understand what it means to, you know, coming to yourself as a woman and just things like that. So I think that's the main reason I talk about stuff like I do, because to me, I don't want to listen to somebody's podcast if I feel like they're not genuine. I feel like they're not real. I feel like they lie. They're not telling the truth. They're not being honest. Like, to me, I want to listen to somebody that's honest, that's vulnerable, and that, you know, keeps it real and just tells you the truth. So, so that's what I'm going to be doing for you guys today. I finally did meet with my psychiatrist, y'all. He's a great doctor. He put me on medications. He has me on Trazodone for sleep, Trintellix for my depression, and Lorazepam for the anxiety. Right now, the Trintellix is still on hold, so I haven't got that, but I have the Lorazepam and I have the Trazodone. So I've been taking that.
I got money in your purse.
All right. Are you been in my purse? Well, could you get out of my purse, Stanky?
I got it.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Yeah, my daughter just barged in here. Madison.
Can I put it in?
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't go, Madison. All right, sorry, guys. But anyway, so it's just things I want to be honest with. So yeah, I've been trying to take that or whatever. The Lorazepam makes me sleepy, so I'm not going to lie, I haven't been taking that like I should. Probably going to take that in a few minutes, though. I got to get on my A game with taking that twice a day like he wants me to, because I haven't been doing so well with that. But I got to go get myself together with that, Lord. So, but hold on 1 minute, guys. I apologize. Just 1 minute.
Okay,
you can have that, but stay out my wallet, girl.
Wallet, wallet.
All right, go back and watch a cartoon, Frank. All right, I'm so sorry, guys. Like, all my daughter, she, Lord, leave her in the room for 5 minutes. She's all in my purse. She's trying to take my debit cards and everything else out. She a mess. Go watch a cartoon, Frank. You can have it. So, yeah, she just wanted to be in my purse. Had to go check my purse, y'all. So, I'm sorry about that. That's a real motherhood thing, right? Stopping in the middle of recording and just like, hold on, because your child is like getting into something. So yeah, it happens. All right, go back. Go back. So, but you can have that stink. Sorry, y'all. I had to stop everything because she's just like in my purse for some reason. But back to what I was saying, though. So outside of all that, you know, I'm trying to just do better, make sure I'm taking my medications and trying to do the right thing. So that situation worked itself out. Far as like work hasn't been super bad, but work has been work, I guess. You know, it's still stressful, which is why the medication is there and that I'm on. Recently, my boss got, I believe she got fired. So we got a new boss, and I like my new boss better, to be honest with you. I like my old boss too, but my new boss is more caring and she really wants to look out for all the departments, and she's a little different. So I like her a lot. I don't know the fate of my company that I work for now because we have a new boss and new people are taking over, but I do know that from what I can see from right now, it looks pretty promising. So I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed. That's something that I'm definitely looking forward to see what the next step's going to be with the company or whatever. Love life. Oh God, guys. Oh God. So as you guys know, I was trying to date my guy best friend. That was a disaster. It was kind of like he just wasn't boyfriend material. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to tell you guys the real, because I got to be 100 with y'all about everything. He just always acted like he didn't have time to come see me. All he wanted to do was text. He never wanted to talk on the phone, act like he was so busy. He was still caught up with his ex-wife and her kids, the kids that weren't even his. He was still always acting like all he wanted to do was work, 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 work. Couldn't do nothing else but work. Act like he had no time for me. When he would come down here, he would act like, when he did come down here to see me the one time, he was always acting like he didn't have no money. So I was taking care of most of the things for him to stay here. It was just not a good look. I just felt like he was in a different space from me or something. Like, we just two different people. Like, he wasn't putting any effort in trying to be with me, whereas I'm putting in all the effort, and I felt like that's not fair. And then we would argue a lot. We just didn't see eye to eye. And I felt like at some point it was like, I'm not going to beg you to come see me. And I was like, I'm not going to... No, I told her she can have it. Oh, sorry, guys. My household is loud. I'm trying to do this episode. I got to keep... So if I stop and pause, it's usually because I'm getting up to deal with my daughter or somebody asking me a question. So I'm sorry about that. But like I was saying, so I just felt like he wasn't the one for me. I felt like we were two different people. Like... Madison, go on back over and watch your cartoons. Go on watch your cartoons if I turn the TV off. So. Guys, I'm so sorry. I cannot record today. I said film. I meant to say record. So back to what I was saying. So my daughter's a mess. I'm like, she begged me to let her stay in her PJs today. I said, let's get dressed so you can go somewhere. No, I want to stay in my nightgown. So I got her bathed and brushed her teeth, everything. And then told her she could stay in her gown and lay in the bed if she wanted to. That's what she's supposed to be doing. But yeah, she's running all through the house. So I don't know what that girl's doing. But back to what I was saying. So outside of all that, but like, yeah, he just wasn't a good boyfriend. My mom had said to me when we first started talking, she was like, I don't think that y'all should date because it's going to ruin the friendship. And I'm going to be real with y'all. The friendship that me and him once had is not the same since we chose to date. It just kind of ruined our friendship to a certain extent. Like, things between me and him are a lot different than what they were before. So it's a huge difference. And I felt like he just wasn't, like I said, he wasn't the one for me. I just felt like he wasn't, in my opinion, boyfriend material. I mean, we're trying to be friends still, but I don't really talk to him like before. I don't reach out to him. Like, and he says to me, I don't want to be a bother to you. He tried to be petty about it yesterday because he's mad. And he says, oh, you want to move on to somebody more convenient and all this other stuff. But it was just like, it got to a point where I didn't feel good anymore about the situation. It's like, it's crazy how you tell your guy best friend all the stuff you've been through. They know everything you've been through with every guy you ever dated. They know your history. They do the same thing that the last guys did to you. So it kind of sucked on that case. But I'm just kind of glad that that's over with. I knew in the beginning that My mom said she knew it wasn't going to work. She was like, I just knew it wasn't going to work. Because my mom usually is always right. I ain't going to lie. She is. For me, it was like, I was trying to give him a chance, you know, because he had been, literally for 13 years of friendship, he'd been asking me, let's date. So I kept saying no. But then eventually I said, let me just give it a try and see what happens. And it ended up being a disaster, just to be honest with you. Sometimes, in some cases, dating your best friend works. And in some cases, it doesn't. So I don't want you guys to think I'm saying, oh, just because it didn't work for me, it won't work for you. If you have a good guy best friend, just because my story didn't end well, yours may end better. Like, you might have a good can't get my words up. You might have a good guy best friend and y'all might actually work out. I've seen people date their best friends and it works out. It just didn't work out for me and my best friend because it just wasn't meant to be. It just didn't feel right. And again, like I said, he's a couple years older than me. I just felt like he had his mind made up. And again, it's long distance. I do not want to do another long distance relationship. I told you in my 2-year relationship, it was long distance. I didn't want to do another long distance relationship. Only reason I agreed to do it with him is because he said, oh, I'm going to move down there eventually and come back down there for good and all this crap. But I felt like all he talked about was never having money and just things like that. So it's nothing against him. I wish him the best. We're still friends. Is the friendship going to be the same? Obviously not, but I'm still going to reach out every now and then and see how he's doing. But as far as us trying to date, that's never going to happen again because it's just not meant to be. So, yeah, that situation just, you know, I'm kind of glad that that's over with now and I don't have to worry because I felt like, you know, and it's funny because right when I broke up with him, that's when he was like, oh, well, I was going to come see you this weekend. Oh, I was going to do this. I was going to do that. Oh, I would call you if I had Wi-Fi. I was like, so you don't have Wi-Fi at your house? Well, that doesn't make sense because even if you don't have Wi-Fi in your home, you still can make a phone call through your phone. So none of that made sense because I was like, a lot of people don't have Wi-Fi in their house, but they still can talk on their cell phone. It's built in to be talked on. So I thought that was weird when he was like, oh, because even when I'm at my job, my Wi-Fi at the job never works, but I still can make phone calls. So it was like all these excuses and I'm like, dude, whatever. So I don't know if he still was dealing with his wife, which I'm assuming he was. I don't know, guys. Either way, you know, that's on him now. It's no hard feelings. I didn't cry when it was over. I didn't feel anything because really we weren't together, but really for a couple of weeks. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore because it just wasn't something that I was feeling. So I had the exit stage left on that and from that. But yeah, like I said, don't let that discourage you though. If you have a guy best friend, it may work out. It just didn't work for me and him. It wasn't meant to be. But you know, I do have a friend that I do have a good friend though, guys. I don't want to jinx it, so I don't want to talk about him too much on here because I feel like every time I come to you guys about a relationship, I jinx it when I talk about it too much. So I'm just going to say I do have a friend in my life right now that I'm just, I don't know, guys. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what's going to happen, guys. You know, I'm optimistic. And I don't want anybody saying, oh, she just got out of a relationship. Why is she moving on so fast? I'm like, yeah. First of all, it's not fast because literally me and my guy friend dated for like maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And I've checked out of that relationship weeks ago, to be real with you. I checked out a long time ago. And furthermore, I don't know. I'm one of them females that I do what I want to do. I feel like everybody's different. If you feel like, you know, you're not... you want to move on and you want to date. I mean, it's called dating for a reason. You date different people, you have fun. So that's all I can say about that. But again, this is no free judgment zone. I don't judge y'all, so I hope you wouldn't judge me. But yeah, it's a friend in my life right now that I like, and I don't know what's going to come out of it. I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail with y'all right now. Eventually, I will tell you more about him or more about what we're trying to do or what are we doing. But right now, it's nothing to tell because we're just friends, and I don't know, but I do like him, but we'll see what happens. But moving on from my love life, because I feel like I just talk about that too much sometimes. And then the crazy part is, guys, I do got to add something else to this before I end the conversation. So then, on top of that, all this mess happening, I had Oscar, you know, the guy I told you about. He was trying to contact, not my best friend, this is Oscar, the guy before, trying to have a whole conversation with me. He's trying to talk to me. He's trying to tell me, I miss you, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, ugh. Like, move on, dude. I don't want to be around you. My mom was like, he don't miss that money you gave. I said, exactly, because all he wanted was money. So I just kind of had to give him the silent treatment, too. I feel like every time I cut a guy off, they want to come back and try to be back in my life. And I don't play that. Like, once I cut you off, there's no coming back. There's no point. I don't have feelings for you no more. I'm moving on. Like, move on. And, yeah, so with that being said, let's just move on from my love life. But other than that, I mean, the world is still crazy. We're still dealing with COVID-19. I'm seeing so much stuff online. Social media is just still brutal, still crazy. I see all kinds of stuff on there. I mean, I know y'all do too. Like, did you hear that the president supposedly had COVID-19? I was like, really? I'm not even going to comment on that, but I thought that was comical. Because then today they put out a picture saying that he took himself from the hospital, released himself from the hospital, and he's back at home working again. You have COVID-19, but you're working. Yeah, okay. I mean, come on now. Just the clown behavior. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's some clown-like behavior. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all keep on dealing with these clowns. So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, the social media is just crazy. It's just been, nothing going on. As it is, like I said. Just looking at social media. Like, even now, I'm looking at the shade room, and I'm like, Lord. This is what I do want to say something about women. Why do so many women feel the need to go on Instagram and be half naked? You got your boobs out. You got your butt out. You got everything just showing legs. And then people be trying to defend that. Like, I was literally on Shade Room earlier, and this girl from Love & Hip Hop, her name was Suki or something. She literally posted a video on her OnlyFans doing nasty things to her boyfriend or husband or whoever, and people were like freaking out about it, and she's trying to get on the video and she's trying to defend it, and I'm like, now you're defending being a hoe, basically. Like, when did that become okay? Like, I understand women can have freedom of speech and they can dress how they feel and do what they want to feel, and that's great, but at some point you gotta have respect for yourself as a woman. Like, I don't think you should be, you can show certain parts of your body online. I'm not saying, like, I would probably take a bikini picture. But at some point, where do we draw the line? And then we get mad and people get in the comments and they're like, you doing this and that, and you get offensive. It's like, why get offensive? I mean, you put it out there for the world to see. You can't get upset about it. It's just like, at some point, I just feel like we got to draw the line. Like, especially women that have kids at home. So you got daughters looking up to you and your daughter seeing you looking half naked on the Instagram and stuff. Like, what the? It's just a mess. That's all I'm going to say. Like, at some point, we just got to have a little self-respect. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's just, I've been seeing that a lot. It seems like even in the quarantine, people still don't mind being half naked. I don't know. I mean, Lord. So, yeah, I don't know. I've just been seeing it a lot lately. And just so much nastiness in the comments. Did everyone see that Bethany Frankel, wasn't she on The Real Housewives of New York or something? She got mad and posted this thing about, let me see. She got upset because Kylie Jenner posted a picture of her daughter with a Hermes bag. And she said that ain't right because everybody in the pandemic. And I'm just thinking to myself, why do you care so much what somebody else do with their child? Bethany, get over it. It's not that deep. Why are you so upset? It's not that serious. It's not even your child, for one. And two, who freaking cares? If you can afford it, you can afford it. If I could afford a Hermes bag for my daughter, I would get it too. I don't care if we're in a pandemic or not. It's my daughter. See, I never went by that whole people telling you what to do with your daughter type thing. I don't care if, just like my daughter, she have a laptop and she has a tablet. She's 3 years old. People told me, like, why are you getting a three-year-old tablet? Why are you getting a three-year-old laptop? She too young, she too young. But guess what? It's my money and I bought it because I wanted her to have it. And I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. So if I want to do something for my child, I'm going to do it for my child, whether I'm in a pandemic or whatever. I got the money, I'm going to do it. So I feel like Bethany Frankel needs to get over it. Like, that whole attacking Kylie Jenner thing was just lame. It's like, grow up. Why are you worried about what somebody else is doing with their child? Stop policing other people's children and worry about your own child. I mean, maybe she can't afford a Hermes bag because she hates it. I don't know.
I'll say hi to them. Hi.
Okay, say hi. All right. Say bye. So, the whole thing was a mess, y'all. I don't even know why people on social media. I feel like the pandemic made everybody just get nosy and crazy and everything else. I'm charging my phone. I just don't do that. So, people just doing whatever they feel like doing. They ain't even thinking no more. I also got to say, looking at Shade Room, I'd love to see Simone Biles and her new man, Jonathan Owens. They are so cute. Girls, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I'm glad she let go of that last guy, Stacey, and got with him. Because this guy just seemed like he a good one. I'm like, everybody keeps showing him online. I'm like, oh, they so cute. Like, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. But you know, guys, I love to see problematic couples that don't are not in, and they ain't in no social media mess. They just so unproblematic. They just having a good time. They're living their life. I love to see it, and you can tell that she's like truly happy and in love, and it just looks good. So I'm just saying, they look good together. I love to see it. Did everybody hear about Jeffree Star and that guy he was dating? Supposedly the guy took all his money and now he made an Instagram page and he just doing the most. Jeffree Star claimed they wasn't dating. They were just dating and having... Jeffree Star claimed they was in no relationship. They were just hooking up, having fun. Then you have this guy. What was his name? Andre. He said that it was all a scam, that Jeffree Star had AIDS or something, and that it was all just... him scamming him, and he stole his money on purpose, and it was just a mess. I'm like, oh my god, this is why they shouldn't have went so public. Jeffree Star, you know better. You went all public with your NBA man, and now look at you. He went too public with that NBA man. That NBA man that played him got him looking like a straight up fool out here. I said, I had to laugh at it, though, because I was like, really? Like, he went all public with this relationship. He all happy about it. Next thing you know, he getting played. I'm like, really? Really, really, really? She can't tell people nothing these days. Just do what they want to do. So, I thought that was funny. I ain't even gonna lie. I was like, Lord. But, I mean, then he says they never slept together or anything. And I'm just like, I don't know. But I think he lying on that one, because they was a little too closed up not to sleep together. Come on now. He just don't want the world to know that he like men, I guess. I don't know. But this whole thing is a hot mess. I don't even know who to look at, Jeffree Star or him. Either way, I think they were just doing too much. If you're just dating this person and he's not that serious of a relationship, why would y'all post some pictures like it was a damn publicity stunt? So it could have been a publicity stunt. That's what I'm thinking, because why have y'all both are saying that, oh, we wasn't doing nothing serious. We won't date. We won't this. We won't this. But y'all keep posting all these pictures like y'all want the whole world to see. Like, was it because you just, was he paying you to post them? I don't know. I don't know, child. This thing was a hot mess. That's all I'm going to say about that. That was a mess. A hot mess. Yeah. Let me see. I don't know. The thing was a hot... Madison, can you please stop? Okay, that's good. Well, go to the potty.
It poop on my hand.
Okay, Madison, I'm on the recording. Go to the potty. Okay, guys, sorry. My daughter is like loud. Y'all gotta ignore her. She is a mess. All right, go to the potty. Go to the bathroom.
No, but you pooped in my...
I know. Good job. Good job. I'm proud of you. I'm so sorry, y'all. My daughter is a mess. Well, change your stuff. Yeah, and then everyone see what Wendy Williams made that comment about Nicki Minaj saying she wasn't a legend? I don't know what to say, but I mean, this is how I feel. Nicki Minaj, I think she's a good rapper. Is she one of my favorite rappers? No. Would I buy her album? No, but she does make good music. But I do feel like she's been in the game long enough to say, is she a legend? She's not no Lil' Kim or Foxy Brown or nobody like that, but I will say she's a big icon in the rap industry, yeah. But I wouldn't say she's no like been in the business for years and years and years, and like, you know what I'm saying. So I say give her flowers. However, I do say I kind of agree with Wendy Williams just a teensy weensy bit. She's not a legend, but she does deserve her respect though, because she has been in the business long enough to get that respect. That's what I will say. So that's all I'm gonna say about that. But of course, everybody dragging Wendy about that. But I mean, these days, you can't have an opinion, because one opinion, everybody just immediately start, you know, freaking out for your opinion. So, anyway, guys, I'm going to end this pod. Oh, no, before I end this, should I end this now? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Did anyone see the whole NeNe Leakes crying thing about the Housewives of Atlanta? She's, like, crying, like, they don't respect me. One minute she playing victim, next minute she not. I'm like, girl, bye. I don't even care about the Housewives, to be honest with you. I barely watched last season, so whether she there or not there, the show gonna keep going. Also, Keisha Cole has been looking really good lately since she let go of her 24-year-old man. She been looking good, and not hating on the age, but just saying she's been looking really pretty here lately. Gotta give her a prop. She was always pretty to me anyway, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so, and did anyone see Jordan Woods when she posted her new man? When Jordan Woods, you know, Kylie Jenner's ex-best friend, posted a new man. I'm so happy for her. I'm rooting for her. Like, she just seemed like ever since that happened, she's been just doing 10 times better. Her life seems great. I think sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom to get back up and everything be good again. But she's been doing her little thing lately. And last but not least, I'm done with all these things, guys. But anyway, guys, peace and love. I'm gonna end this. I hope you guys are doing well. As always, I'll keep you updated. Sorry for going 6 or 7 days and not posting or anything, but I'm back now. I'm gonna give you guys great content. Peace and love, guys. Enjoy your Sunday.